Assistant Athletic Director for Media Relations. Thanks, everybody, for coming to our new temporary home here in the Glass Bowl. Glad you all found it. Today's a great day for us. Media, just a couple of notes. Obviously, if you need any one-on-ones after the news conference, we'll be here as long as you need us. Coach Cross has said he can stay here and basically do whatever you need to do. And I believe we have some players here. I'm not sure if somebody will stick around. I know there's been some requests, so we'll probably be able to accommodate that as well. So, okay, at this time, I'd like to introduce our athletic director, Mr. Mike O'Brien. Mike.
Thank you very much. It's great to have a standing room only crowd. That's what our hope always is as an athletic director. I want to thank some folks, obviously, initially, before we get started here, for coming today. First, I'd like to thank our search committee. It was a lot more work than I think they thought. It was chaired by Brian Lutz, Assistant Athletic Director for Compliance, Larry Burns, Vice President for Enrollment, Marketing, and Communication, Mike Carabin, Deputy Athletics Director, Truman Irving, and Nancy Creech, both longtime supporters of the Rockets, and Coach Bob Nichols. I want to thank also another resource, Glenn Sugiyama, who's Executive Vice President of DHR International. I know Rick Christ, our commissioner, was planning to be here today, but I'm not sure if Rick made it, but he sends his best wishes as well. We also have Board of Trustee members, Foundation, University Cabinet, and members of the Athletics Committee, but I don't want to start naming people. I might miss some, so thank you to those. You know, today you're going to hear the term program used a lot as opposed to team. And a program, to me, is getting the right type of student-athlete that excels in the classroom. It makes the right social decisions. A program attracts basketball talent and competes for championships and postseason. A program has a coach who is thought of as one of the best in the league. A program has discipline both on and off the court. It also has facilities such as a renovated Savage Hall that attracts top student athletes. And this program is a part of a great institution with leadership from Dr. Jacobs. Having said that, there's no doubt in my mind that we found the perfect fit for our program. I want to take a step back and tell you where Gene has been. He started out as a player at the University of Illinois, where his team went to the NCAA both his junior and senior years. But after graduation, Gene was born to do one thing, and that's to coach. He spent 6 years at the University of Illinois Chicago, went to the NCAA twice with 2 conference championships as well. At that time, it didn't take long for Gene to be recognized as one of the top recruiters in the country. From UIC, he stayed in Chicago and went to DePaul University, where they had consecutive 21 seasons with 2 NIT bids and an NCAA tournament appearance. Once again, DePaul had 2 nationally ranked recruiting classes. The head coach left DePaul and accepted a position at Virginia, and needless to say, he was going to take Gene with him. While at Virginia, there was another postseason appearance and another nationally ranked recruiting class. However, Gene is a Midwest guy and wanted to return to his roots. While at Notre Dame, there were 2 NCAA bids, and this past year, Notre Dame won 25 games, third most in school history. Equally important, Gene believes, as we all do, in the term of student-athlete and graduating our players. All these accomplishments clearly made Gene our number one choice and met the criteria that we wanted in our head coach. At this time in Gene's career, it is more than obvious that our new head coach is ready for this challenge. It's now time for me to introduce the Rockets' next head coach, Gene Cross.
Excited to be here. And last night when I was thinking about what I was going to say, I looked up excited and went to the thesaurus, and a couple words came up: delighted, joyful, elated, ecstatic, thrilled, and over the moon came up. I was thinking, okay, well, I don't know, maybe I'll just go with excited. But all of those things relate to how I feel right now. I'd like to thank Dr. Jacobs, who's our president, Michael Bryan, the search committee, for having the confidence in me to lead this program. Thank my mom and my aunt. And I said I wasn't going to do this. Ooh, I'm such a sap, I tell you. And my family. Thank my mom and my aunt and my family. Like I said, it's an honor and a privilege to be here as a head coach at Toledo. And when I talk about the program, it's centered around a few things. Standards and setting goals and having direction towards those goals. Discipline, making hard choices towards achieving those standards. Toughness, determination to achieve those goals and not wavering in the face of adversity. Compassion, and thinking of an awareness of other people and how they feel, and if you're compassionate as it relates to your team and the program, that leads to cohesion. Integrity, and more than honesty, remaining steadfast to those goals and standards without compromising your values or your principles and responsibility and fulfilling those principles. My vision is to provide the best opportunity for these student athletes to have the total student athlete experience. And one of our student athletes at Notre Dame, and one of the parents said to our coaching staff that our son has had the most complete student athlete experience. And that hit me, and it stuck with me. What I want to do is build upon the traditions here that Coach Joplin has established. He's won 203 games. That's an outstanding accomplishment. Coach Bob Nichols and 376 wins and being the all-time winningest coach in MAC history. That's an outstanding accomplishment, and it's something that I'm humbled to be standing in a position that he held. First and foremost here is my priority as the leader of this program will be academics and academic excellence. I met with the guys earlier today, and I told them that their most important thing when they step foot on this campus is to leave here with a degree, is to graduate. Academic achievement is the priority for me. Socially, and how they interact with the community and with the campus, they need to be involved, and they will be involved, because it teaches them how to interact once they get done. And I talk about the total student-athlete experience. Them interacting in the community and interacting on campus teaches them how to manage in society, because we're not going to be a farm system for the NBA. We're going to be a farm system for life and teaching you life skills. Now, if the NBA happens, then so be it. If playing professional basketball happens, then so be it. Then you know what? I applaud them. But my job is to teach them how to be positive young men in society. From a basketball perspective, we'll play hard, defend, rebound, get loose balls, take charges, do all the little things. We'll play intelligently, we'll execute whether it's on the offensive end, late game situations, baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds, whatever the situation is, we will execute. We will play smart. We'll play together. We will be a cohesive unit on and off the court, defensively and offensively. And lastly, and certainly not least, we're going to have fun. We will have fun. Because at the end of the day, when I look in those student-athletes' eyes, I want to make sure that they understand that this is a game and we're here to have fun. And basketball is a vehicle so that they can be productive citizens beyond basketball. When the ball stops bouncing, did they have fun? Did they have a complete intercollegiate experience, a complete student-athlete experience? My job is to take this program to a next step, to a next level, to another level, which means NCAA tournament appearances and wins, sold out Savage Hall, and having, and how did I put it earlier, excited, delighted, joyful, elated, ecstatic, thrilled, and over-the-moon fans. So, having said that, I'll open it up to questions.
What was it like when you toured the campus and saw Savage Hall, and it was just a hole? You had to kind of imagine it.
Well, I was even more impressed seeing everything in person, because you can look on the internet and you can hear about it and have people talk to you about it and look at brochures. But seeing everything kind of in motion, it kind of gets you your blood flowing a little bit, and it excited me to have the opportunity to tour it, or just to tour the campus and to see it. So it was thrilling for me to see it in progress.
Could you talk about some of the things that made you interested in Toledo, interested in the job here?
Well, in talking to people, just in the profession, you understand that this has been a winning program over the years. And being able to step into a situation where there has been success in the past is important, because if there's been success in the past, even in the recent past, then you can more than likely repeat that. The commitment level from the administration, the president, Michael Bryant, you look, and Savage Hall is going to be one of the best facility in this league. To see the players that were coming back, I was impressed with what I saw on the roster. This is a great league. The MAC is a great league, and I'm very familiar with the MAC because of my Midwestern roots. And the recruiting base, this is my wheelhouse, so to speak. I've recruited in Detroit. I coached high school ball here in Ohio. I know people in Ohio. I've recruited in Indiana. I'm from Chicago. I've recruited in Chicago. So I recruited areas where you can grab kids, and they can be just a drive away. But I think the most important thing was it gave me the opportunity, and a great opportunity to come where a place where people, and when I met all these people, it made me feel like home, and to bring student athletes to a place where they can feel like this is their home. That was important to me.
Is your family still in Chicago?
I've got my family right here, and so they're right here, and I've got two sons, so you'll see them running around here like they own the place at some point in time.
Care to introduce me?
Oh, my mom, Harolyn Cross. She's my aunt, Andre Hall. So you guys know, I was talking to some other guys who had just gone through the process of being introduced, and he said, do not look at your mother, because you will start bawling. So I am not going to look at my mom right now, because I am a sap.
Some people may have said about you that defense is kind of where you got your experience, and that's how you moved up. I mean, we talk about that, and just how you feel about defense.
Well, ultimately, I think that you have to hang your hat on something. You have to hang your hat on something as a team. And defensive rebounding, I feel, are the things that are constant that you can control the most. At best, if you're a great offensive team, you shoot 50%, and that's only half of your shots. And you think about that, only half of your shots. So I feel like you're not going to shoot 50% every night. I mean, you might shoot 45, you might shoot 38, you might shoot 50, you might shoot 40, whatever it is. But if I can make sure that I'm holding opponents to a certain percentage or field goal percentage, then I feel like I can give our guys and our team a chance to win. And they'll buy into that, and they'll understand that.
What's on your to-do list for the next week?
to do list for next week. Let's see, 1,352 is, I have to say that the first thing I want to do is to make sure that these young men understand that I'm here to support them. And so I was happy that I was able to meet with them before this press conference, because they are the most important piece of this whole puzzle. Secondly is recruiting and making sure that the young men that have committed to this program and have signed up for this program, they're on board. If they're not on board, then finding out what we can do to either let them go on their way or to bring them back in the fold. And secondly, to examine what our needs are to figure out who needs to come in.
Speaking of recruiting, are there any scholarship openings that you may be able to bring a player or two in from your own tuition that will be on next year's team?
More than likely, but I'm still in the process of evaluating right now. So it really depends on the young men that are here. It depends on the young men that have signed, and those variables and factors will determine what our scholarship situation is.
Will you talk about the time that you spent in Ohio at Ohio State and Columbus?
It was quick. It was one year. I went to graduate school at The Ohio State University. And please do not shoot me for saying the Ohio State. But if they train you to say that, then but I spent 1 year in graduate school there. I was the graduate administrative associate in the Department of Recreational Sports. And I also coached high school ball, 1 year of high school ball at Marion Franklin High School in the Columbus Public School System. It was a great year. It was fast. But I had a great experience there. Met some fine people. Matter of fact, Randy Ayers was the coach when I was there, and I coached his son just recently at Notre Dame, Ryan Ayers. So, I mean, it's funny how the business goes, but and Ryan is a great young man, too. So it was quick, but I learned a lot. I got out. I was on a mission. I wanted to be a coach at the collegiate level.
Any more questions?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach Cross will be available to the media for one-on-ones here right after this is over, the next few minutes. Also.